Jennifer Villegas planted her first garden at the beginning of the pandemic. She really dug in.
This was a bid for me to retain a little bit of sanity.
Three people in her home are high risk for catching COVID-19, so the family is taking social distancing seriously. But between nonstop social media and news, Villegas needs a break.
If the news has me down, I go get in the dirt. Kids are on my nerves, go get in the dirt. You know, if I'm sad because I'm, you know, sick of these four walls, go get in the dirt. And there's blue sky and there's fresh air.
Planting seeds, pulling weeds, watering. Villegas says it's all cathartic in a time when she feels like she has very little control. Then summer came. Lubbock experienced a record heat wave this month. Temperatures climbed to over 100 degrees for 11 days in a row, tying for the second longest streak in the city's history. The National Weather Service in Lubbock reports temperatures peaked on July 14th at 111 degrees. The streak broke on Sunday when it was only 96.
You know, I started to notice that they were turning, you know, the leaves were curling. Squash were the first to go, and I even had a little squash, a little baby squash, crookneck squash growing. So I was so sad when those plants left me.
Villegas made a shade for her peppers, hoping they'd pull through, but they're also scorched.
I'm pretty sure my jalapeno plant is toast. I don't think she's going to make it.
Vikram Baliga, a horticulturist at Texas Tech, has gotten a lot of questions as people have picked up gardening and landscaping to pass the many hours spent at home during the pandemic.
Are all my plants on fire? Why is everything dead?
Joking aside, Baliga advises amateur gardeners to start small. Pick a project that can be done in an afternoon. On the dry and hot South Plains, Baliga says peppers and squash usually fruit well. He says to water thoroughly, soaking the soil. Vegetables probably need to be watered daily, other plants less frequently. Pick a place where plants will get morning sun and afternoon shade. Now's the time to get fall plants ready. Baliga says start seeds inside now, transfer them outside by the end of August, and enjoy the fruits of labor.
And then, you know, you get all of September and usually pretty much all of October where your plants will fruit. You know, in general, we're not going to see a freeze until we're into November.
Villegas is optimistic and will try again when the temperatures cool to the 70s and 80s typical for a Lubbock fall.
Okay, I've got this really great soil that I've started.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.